Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 3rd of June. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, you know where I'm sending you. I send you where you're going to be treated like family, get you the compensation you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. It's a great start to the week, everybody. They did it. Your Florida Panthers are back-to-back defending Eastern Conference champion and another crack at the Stanley Cup beginning this Saturday night. I couldn't be more excited. I have a feeling you guys are super excited as well. And of course, Bet Online, your number one source for not just the Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA Finals, every stat, every matchup, even live odds spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, you head on over to Bet Online's online casino, play some blackjack, play some poker. Over 150 slot games are available. Head to the Bet Online website today, get in on the action, use promo code BELEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here. So, got a fun show planned for everybody today. Glad to have you here with us. Of course, on every Monday, show drops a little bit later than normal because I do Driving the Line. YouTube.com/@drivingtheline every Monday morning. That's my man, Jonathan Coachman. It's your sports betting brand of record. We give out the picks. They give out the picks every day live at 10 a.m., but I'm there with them on Mondays, so you can go check that out. I did ESPN Radio, of course, on the weekend, so anyone who hung out with us there, I did primetime on Saturday, did game day yesterday. So for anybody who, I think I did primetime both days. Yeah, whatever. So for anyone who hung out with us, appreciate that. Talked a lot about Caitlin Clark. I'm going to give you some of that today with what's going on there. But, of course, I was representing your Florida Panthers the entire weekend. Now, I do want to say this, all right? So, game was Saturday night. I signed on Sunday, and I'm doing the show, and there are a lot. You got to understand, you know, it's Bristol that I'm connected to, but of course, ESPN also has studios in New York City, in the Seaport Studios, which, you know, I visited a couple months ago. I showed you guys the pictures and whatnot. And there are a lot of Ranger fans. A lot of Ranger fans producing shows there up at ESPN. And so, you know, and I'm obvious. There aren't very many national Florida Panther fans. I mean, you got me. You got Amber Wilson. I mean, she gives a little roar and, like, that's really it. But there's a lot of Ranger fans. And so I've had a back and forth. Now, I don't do the trash talking. I told you guys that. It's not my thing. I don't like getting into it with other fans, you know. But there's been some playful stuff over the last few weeks with Ranger fans who produce shows there at ESPN Radio. And so yesterday, when I go to sign on and do the show, producer yesterday, you know, I said, hey, Ranger fans back there right now? It's like, we got some in the other room. You want to bring them over here? You know, it's like, no, that's not. And what I'm trying to get at is, it's not my thing where, you know, I know a lot of fans, they love trash talking with their friends if their friend likes another team, and you'll send each other the messages. And for instance, on Saturday night, I was doing primetime with ESPN NFL Nation Giants reporter Jordan Ronan, and he's a huge New York Rangers fan. Like, I wasn't about to text him after the game. We did it. We got you. I don't do that kind of like, I'm not that kind of fan. I don't like getting on my friends. It doesn't make me, and I think I'm in the minority. It doesn't make me happy. It doesn't make me feel good when my friends are mad about the team, about their team losing. I don't get joy in that. And so, no, I don't want to do any trash talking to Ranger fans who I know or maybe have become friends with. I don't feel bad for them, all right? You got to do what you got to do. But I'm not the one who then is going to trash talk, you know? Like, how about, I've been working with her a few times on ESPN Radio. Maria Marino. I've worked with her a couple times lately, and she's a huge New York Ranger fan. Throughout the series, I'm not sending any trash talk. I did send her a message yesterday. I just wrote her, blood feud over, you know? So, there's no, I don't do the trash talking. It doesn't make me feel good when my friends, like, their heartbreak. That's not even the word that I'm looking for, but I don't feel good when my friends' teams lose. I'll tell you a story real quick. This was the time I felt it the most. This is back in 04, right? And it's the National League Championship. It was the Mets and Cardinals. Cardinals would go on to win, and then they would lose in the World Series to the Red Sox. I think I'm remembering it correctly, right? And it was the year the Red Sox came back from 3-0. But anyway, the Mets, all right, I had a bet. Now, granted, this is a very young Jonathan Zaslow. And back then, my boss was a guy called Stu Gatz at $7.90 the ticket. And me and Stu Gatz, we had a bet. I hate the Mets. I'm a Marlins fan. And Marlins just won the World Series the year before. I hate the Mets. And so I bet Stu Gatz that the Mets will not make the World Series. We bet a dinner that the Mets will not make the World Series. Not even that they had to win it. He's a huge Mets fan. Just make the World Series. So it's game 7, Mets and Cardinals. So we go, me and my wife and Stu Gatz, the three of us, we go to Capitol Grill. We're going to watch game 7. Watch like the last few innings there. Watch game 7 from the bar at Capitol Grill in Sunrise. And I'm figuring, all right, this would be great. I'm going to be rooting against the Mets. I want to win the bet. And he's obviously a huge Mets fan. And if you don't remember the way that game ended, Yadier Molina had a home run in the top of the ninth. And the Cardinals, they come from behind. They win the game. The game ends with Carlos Beltran with a bat on his shoulder. Adam Wainwright struck him out. And the Cardinals, they win the National League pennant. And they go to the World Series. And so obviously, I'm rooting for the Cardinals here. I want to win the dinner from my now, you know, boss slash more friend, Stu Gatz. And the game ends. And I didn't feel good about winning that bet. Because he was so sad. He was heartbroken, you know? Now, granted, I'm just trying to win a bet. It's not like I'm a Cardinals fan. But I almost, like, I think I wanted the Mets to win in the end when we were there. Because I didn't like seeing him upset. I don't get joy in my friends' teams losing. I think I'm in the minority on that one. So, no, I didn't want to brag to any Ranger fans I know or have been working with their ESPNs. Like, I hope they're happy for me, whatever. I think I'm pretty good when it's about the back and forth. I don't talk all that trash. I knew this shit was going to be hard. I'm just grateful that the Panthers are doing it, you know? So, Saturday night, I'm on the air. The game starts at 8. I'm on the air from 7 to 10. So, I know I'm going to get off probably at the second intermission and be able to watch the third period uninterrupted. Man, I don't know. Everyone else seemed to be happy with it. The producers, Jordan, who I was co-hosting with, that huge Ranger fan, they were all happy with the show. I don't think I was very good. I was super distracted with the Panthers on. Like, there's so much on the line. And now I could do both at the same time. I'm doing the show. I'm watching the Panther game. But, man, like, I found the whole thing to be so distracting. Panthers were up 1-0 going into the third period, of course. So we wrap up the show. I go downstairs. Now, I go downstairs. What's the first thing I do? Obviously, I go into the fridge in the Zaslow Mansion kitchen, and I pop open a Johnny Cuba. You know Johnny Cuba, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. European roots with that Caribbean soul. That's how we enjoy the Panther games, with a refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba for yourself this week. Go to johnnycuba.us, and you can use the Johnny Locator. They'll show you where closest to you are right now. You can pick up your own six-pack of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you always drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. So, run downstairs, third period, like, we're in second intermission. My son, we're going to watch again. My older one, my younger one was not, he was not here this weekend with us. And so, what does that mean? He was staying with his grandma. Anyway, so, me and my older son were watching the game, third period. He's way into it. I told you, if you have young kids and you're a huge sports fan, you're eventually going to get to the place that I find myself right now. If you're listening to me right now and you've been through this before, it's a different game when you're watching sports with your kids. When the passion is involved and you're watching with your boys or your girls, your sons, your daughters, it is a different ball game. And, oh my God, we were so nervous. The crowd was so far up. You know, my son told, I'm watching the game on mute the first two periods, and my son tells me the crowd is on fire. I'm like, all right, I'm looking forward to watching the game with the sound on here, you know? So, let's get after it. All right, I got some highlights for you. You want to hear some calls? Of course you want to hear the calls. So, in the first period, I'm keeping my composure because I'm on ESPN Radio, but Sam Bennett, midway through that first period, he has been their best player this postseason. I told you about Sam Bennett last week, right? He has been their best player. Unbelievable. And by the way, the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final, they're the first team ever in the Stanley Cup Final who have three of the top four picks in a draft. And it's a second straight year, by the way. Because back in, what was it, 2012, I think it was? Number one overall, Aaron Ekblad to Florida. Number three overall, I think it was, Sam Reinhart, Buffalo. Number four overall, Sam Bennett, Calgary. Three of the top four picks in a draft, all on the same team. Second year in a row here. First and only time it's ever happened in the history of the National Hockey League. But Sam Bennett, like Alexander Barkov, Sam Reinhart, of course, Matthew Tkachuk, even Carter Verhaeghe. These guys get all the credit, all deserved. Sam Bennett has been the Panthers' best player this postseason. There is no doubt about it. Now, Barkov is their best player, but Sam Bennett has been phenomenal. That's my dog, Sam Bennett. And he got the scoring started with a blast on Saturday night.
Bennett for Rodriguez. Back to Bennett. He scores!
Building is on fire. Benny gets the scoring going. 1-0. And really, as far as I could tell, through two periods, this has been a really even game, all right? And the Rangers, you could say the best games the Rangers played in this series were games 5 and 6. And yet, in game 5, we still dominate that third period. And then in game 6, same thing. We get to the third period, it's still 1-0. Now, the Panthers have avoided disaster a couple times, specifically the puck that bounces behind Bobrovsky through the crease, and Zibanejad, who scored no goals this series, takes a swipe at it. He missed, he fans on it. I mean, that once that happened, when Zibanejad fanned on that puck, when it was still 1-0 in the second period, to me, that was the moment where we're winning this game. We're going to look back after the game as that being one of the moments, one of the missed opportunities for the Rangers. When Zibanejad missed that puck, that right there was, we're winning this game. And so the Panthers did avoid disaster like that a couple of times. But then we get to the second intermission. I'm downstairs now in the Zaslow Mansion serious room. And all we got to do is do what we've been doing. This has been a close game, but now it's the third period. And we dominate the third period. Been doing it all year and certainly been doing it all series. So can we just play the Rangers even, if you will, in the third period? But no, that's not the Panthers style. So we get to about 9.5 minutes left. It's a 1-0 game. I mean, we're so tight. The crowd is super into it. Can we get another goal? And they were talking about this on the broadcast a few minutes before. Vladimir Tarasenko. No points in this series. Obviously, no goals. No goals, no points in this series. Anton Lundell. Baby Barkov. The Panthers get a steal. I think it was Lois Dorino who came up with it. And then Lundell, looking across the post, finds a streaking Vladimir Tarasenko.
To get there first, Lois Dorino won the puck. Sutter! Score! Lundell put it out in front. And what a time for Vladimir Tarasenko to end that pointless and goalless drought.
What a pass from Anton Lundell, who has come up huge in games 5 and 6 of this series. And Vladimir Tarasenko, I mean, the Panthers, they made the move at the deadline to acquire Vladimir Tarasenko, and he gives them, even if it was his only goal and only point of the series, he gives them exactly what they wanted. They acquire a Stanley Cup champion, a guy who has been a big-time scorer in his career, and in the biggest moment, he punches it through off the tremendous pass from Lundell. Panthers go up 2-0. The place is going fucking bonkers. Tarasenko, Lundell, Lois Arena, and they jump on top of each other. And now it's a 2-0 game. The building is on fire. Yes, Artemi Panarin finally gets his first and only goal of the series with about, what was it, a little more than a minute left. And they score to make it a 2-1 game. Second game in a row. The Rangers score 6-on-5 empty net extra skater. And gets a little hairy there. They pull the goalie at Shesterkin again, obviously. The Panthers, they don't really give up any huge scoring chance that in the final 45 seconds, whatever it was. Nico Mikkola comes up with the puck and just pins it on the boards for the final 8-9 seconds. Me and my son, we're holding each other as the clock is ticking down. We're so nervous. And then it hits zero. And boom! Your Panthers are back-to-back Eastern Conference champions. I was very emotional. I was. I didn't cry. I'm saving the tears potentially for 4 more wins. I didn't cry. I'm not an emotional guy. I'm really not. But even as I talk about it, I'm getting goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. I got very, I was a little bit emotional after the game. That, I mean, just, you guys know what it's about for anyone who has been following this Panther team for all of these years. Back-to-back years, go into the Stanley Cup Finals. It doesn't even make sense. It's so crazy that they're in this spot again. And of course, last year was different from this year. Last year, every game they won in the playoffs was like a shocker. You were shocked at every win. And this year, it's a different mentality. We expect them to win every single game. They've been incredible all year, and they've been the best team in the playoffs. Now, just because we expect them to win every game does not mean it's not super hard. I mean, let's be honest here. Look at this this murderer's row of goaltending that the Panthers had to go through here. Like, you want to talk about the Boston Celtics. What an easy run for the Celtics to get to the NBA Finals. The Florida Panthers, You look at what they've done. I know it's a different sport. Take it easy. The Panthers, you look at what they've done to get to the Stanley Cup final. They go through Andre Vasilevsky, who everybody knows is amazing, and the Tampa Bay Lightning, who have been the boogeyman for the Florida Panthers the last few years. And then they go through the Boston Bruins and Jeremy Swayman, who has all we were hearing about him. Oh, whole first round, seven games, and then the first game of the second round hasn't given up more than two goals a game. That's right, we beat the Bruins and Jeremy Swayman. And then this round, Igor Shesterkin is impossible. That's the best goalie I've seen all year. And the Panthers get past them as well. That is a murderer's row of goalies that the Panthers had to beat to get to this spot right now. This team earned every bit of that Eastern Conference championship. Man, I'm so excited. I hope you guys are. I know you guys are so excited as well. I mean, come on. I don't need a hope. I know you guys are so into it. So happy for everyone who is in the building. And I, like, going to the game would be great, but I don't plan on going to any Stanley Cup Finals games. It's just way too expensive. And, like, I was asked this last week, right, during mailbag, if you should, you know, someone said, should I splurge to go to one of the first couple games or hold out and try to go to a cup clinching game, a game six or a game seven? In this case, it would be a game seven because we have home ice advantage. And I said, go to one of the first couple games. You know, make sure you get to experience it. I got to experience it last year. I went to game four. Make sure you experience it if you'd like to. And I'm good with not being there if they win. Like, for instance, Saturday night. Being there would have been amazing. But I like a controlled environment. I like being surrounded by all my family and friends. Like, what if I'm going there? What if you go to game seven? Panthers win the Stanley Cup, but the whole game you're sitting next to Oilers fans. They're going to be Oilers fans here. Not a lot, but you're sitting next to Oilers fans. That's not how I want to experience it. I want to be surrounded by family and friends, and I want to be around the people I care about in what could wind up being a very, very top moment in my sports fandom life. So I don't mind not being there for it. Obviously, I'd like to. If someone set me up with tickets, see you there. I'll be there. But I'm not going to break the bank to go to the game. I'm good with watching it with my boys and us together experiencing something we've never experienced before. So that would be my advice for people who are thinking of going to a game. Go to one of the early ones, you know? And then if they got a chance to clinch it, it's okay if you're watching at home. It is. It's okay. So going into the series, Panthers are slight favorite. I think they're minus 135. Slight favorite. I was rooting for Edmonton last night. Edmonton won last night. And by the way, very similar to the Panthers, right? Where Edmonton, like Florida, was at home for game four, trailing the series 2-1. And they come back, they win the next three games. Now, the difference here, though, Edmonton, as far as I understand, and I'm not as dialed in during the regular season on the Western Conference. I've watched all of this series, you know, and I think Dallas overall is a better team, but Edmonton, they have the best player in hockey. They, and, you know, if you do the whole, who would you pick if you got both teams on the ice? The top two, I would assume, you know, McDavid will be the first one selected. I would assume Barkov would be number two, but you might make a case for Leon Draisaitl. You know, so that team is loaded, Edmonton. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Evan Bouchard, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Zach Hyman. That's a star-studded Edmonton team. But the Oilers won the game last night, 2-1. They were up 2-0 the whole game. They scored two power play goals early in the first period. They held on. Mason Marchman, former Panther, scored for Dallas with like 3 minutes left, 2 minutes left to make it 2-1, and Edmonton would hang on. Edmonton won the game, setting an NHL record of fewest shots on goal in a Stanley Cup playoff win. 10. Edmonton had 10 shots on goal. So Dallas's goalkeeper had 8 saves last night. 10 shots on goal from Edmonton, and they hang on and win. And it's not like, all right, Dallas had 15. No, they had 35. 10 shots on goal for Edmonton in that win. They're going to need a little more than that if they want to beat this Panther team. The Panthers, they thrive on that defense and not giving you the big opportunities. This Panther team is a freight train right now. I feel great about the Panthers' chances to win this Stanley Cup. But it feels like a little bit of a different animal, right? Where the previous teams, it's Vasilevsky, it's Swayman, it's Shesterkin. I look at this Edmonton team again without knowing a ton about the Oilers, and it's about McDavid. It's about McJesus. It's Connor McDavid. It's Leon Draisaitl. So I think it's going to be phenomenal. I love that it's a Canadian team because if the Panthers don't win, I like the idea that a Canadian team would win. A Canadian team has not won the Stanley Cup since Montreal in 1993. The Oilers have not won the Stanley Cup since 1990. The Oilers have not been to a Stanley Cup final since 2006. The ratings are not going to be good. The ratings are not going to be good because Canada's a different rating system. Canada's not included in the rating system here in the States. So if you were to combine it somehow, I think the ratings would probably be huge because this is going to draw a huge, huge number in Canada. The whole country, maybe even the Calgary Flames, Edmonton, Calgary, Kachuk's old team, they hate each other. But all of Canada is going to be rooting for the Edmonton Oilers to bring the cup back to Montreal, to bring the cup back to Canada for the first time in 34 years. And it's not like, I don't think it's a U.S. versus Canada thing because I don't think that most American hockey fans are then going to be rooting for the American team. I don't think the Panthers are a likable team. I think people look at them and say, you know, they're super physical, maybe a little bit dirty, although they're no more or less dirty than any other team, you know? But their style of play, very difficult to play against. I don't think that most American fans are going to root for the Panthers. I don't. And by the way, there was a lot of bad blood animosity against Tampa, a lot of bad blood animosity against Boston. Obviously took that ass against both teams. I didn't feel that way throughout this series against New York. Even the first game with Jacob Trouba with the big elbow on Evan Rodriguez, okay. And even Shesterkin this last game where he, you know, shoved Evan Rodriguez. I felt it was a really well-played, clean enough series. I didn't feel any bad blood with the Rangers. Maybe you'll get some of that next year. You know, for the second straight year, the Panthers knock out the team that won the President's Trophy. And we saw Boston, how they reacted this year in the postseason. Rivalries are birthed in the playoffs. Boston's our rival now. So maybe if we play New York again, you'll start to see some of that. But otherwise, I thought it was a really well-played, clean-played series. You know what else I really like? I always like making sure that you guys are taken care of. And if you're thinking about getting a new car, I send you the only car dealership I personally endorse here on Zaslow Show 2.0. You know I'm talking about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they promise to provide you guys, the customer, that exceptional experience you're looking for at their brand new state-of-the-art facility. It's on North Andrews Avenue. It's that beautiful building. You can see it from I-95 on the Cypress Creek Road exit. I passed by it last week when I was at the Inter-Miami game. If you're looking for that relaxed indoor car shopping experience, or maybe you just want to have your current vehicle serviced, you're not looking to buy a new car, you're going to be treated like royalty at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. They service all makes and models. So no matter what you're currently driving, you're going to get service with confidence when you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. We're talking an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs, every make and model. You're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Don't miss out on all the incredible deals going on all the time at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Search your entire inventory right now, nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Told you though, I never doubted this team. I never didn't feel like they weren't going to be all right. It's why I was so confused with anyone who thought that we were in trouble after game three. And I talked about this last week. Like, I was so annoyed with Lebatard's commentary after game three when the Panthers lost back-to-back games now in overtime, where he talked about, I think Chris Cody agreed with him, that it felt like the season ended when the Rangers scored that overtime goal in game three to go up 2-1. I wasn't worried. I mean, I didn't like being down 2-1, but we're thoroughly outplaying them. We're dominating them. Matter of fact, the way that we dominated them games 1, 2, and 3, and we trailed 2-1, and in games 4, 5, and 6, the Rangers played their best hockey of the series, and we won all three of those games. So I never saw it. I never felt that we were in trouble. I was confused. And what was it that I said? Would you rather be up 2-1 being outplayed or down 2-1 and controlling the series? I was like, I feel pretty good the spot the Panthers are in. It just feels like it's our time. We've been through the suffering. You know I believe in, you know, Karl-Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards can laugh it off. In the NBA and the NHL, you usually have to go through the heartbreak. You got to go through the suffering. It feels like it's our time. We've been through the suffering. We've been through the heartbreak. It is time. And what did I say the whole season? I want the Lightning. If we're going to get to where we need to go, you got to go through the Lightning first. And we did. We exercised that demon. And it feels like it is setting up for the Panthers to win the whole thing. And it's going to be super hard. You know, I think it was Vladimir Tarasenko who said it after the game, because he's won a Stanley Cup. And, you know, we've done a great, he said something to the effect of, we've done a great job. The hardest part is next. Yeah, this is going to be the hardest part. But this looked like a team that expected to be there. All the post-game reaction, it was different from last year. Last year was a shock getting to this point. This time, they have the experience. They know what they need to do. And thank God they have health right now. Now, maybe they wouldn't have beat Vegas last year anyway. But they did not have the health. Hell, I mean, Tkachuk didn't play the last game. He may as well not have played game four before that either. I mean, he was in bad shape. Ekblad, Montour, Loisterinen missed half the postseason. They have their health right now. And it just shows you how hard it is to win this Stanley Cup when the Panthers kicked the shit out of the Rangers. They did. And every game but one was a one-goal game. It's so hard winning this Stanley Cup. Oh, man, I'm so excited. I'm so happy. All right, so let's talk about something that we all noticed, right? The game ends. And as the team is jumping off the bench to go celebrate, Paul Maurice, he grabs Sasha Barkov and he's pointing at him and saying something, and Barkov is shaking his head no, but in agreement. And so as it turns out, Maurice was telling Barkov, do not touch the Prince of Wales trophy this year. That's always been, and Barkov is saying, no, not going to do it. That's always been a, like, I was very curious if they were going to touch it. Now, I'm curious about it before I saw the clip of Paul Maurice, you know, before I knew that Paul Maurice had made note of it. Because last year, I was wondering, all right, it's a thing. You're not supposed to touch the trophy. You're only supposed to touch the Stanley Cup, and you're only supposed to touch the Stanley Cup if you win it. But you're not supposed to touch in the Eastern Conference, Prince of Wales, Western Conference, the Campbell, Prince of Campbell Cup, Campbell Bowl, whatever it's called. You're not supposed to touch the Prince of Wales trophy. And last year they did. Barkov did. He carried it off the ice. So I was like, all right, that's interesting. Not supposed to do, I don't love it. You're not supposed to do that, but all right. And this year, I'm watching carefully. Are they going to touch it? Nope. No one touches it. No one goes near. I'm like, yes, good. I like it. Don't touch it. And then you get the clip that Paul Maurice is telling him, don't do it. And then you get the post-game comments from Barkov confirming that's what Maurice told him. And, you know, it's like, yeah, well, you know, not. But he did say that Maurice told him not to touch it last year, too. But he said, no, we're not touching it this year. It's whatever. But, yeah, I was. That was a fun little anecdote that the cameras caught. I like that they didn't touch it. But this is interesting now, right? So, after the game, NHL on TNT, which, by the way, can I say, I don't know what it is about TNT. Inside the NBA, we know, is the greatest studio show of all time. They did it again with Inside the NHL, or NHL on TNT, whatever they call their studio show. It's a great studio show. Now, I like ESPN's also. Steve Levy, PK Subban, Mark Messier. Oh, my God. Going into that third period, Messier was so nervous for the Rangers. We this. And that's fine. I'm fine with it. But, oh, my God. Messier was so nervous going into the third period. The NHL on TNT studio show is fantastic. And I love that when the finals or the conference finals roll around, they bring Gretzky on board. Because normally the crew, it's Liam McHugh as the host, and you got Anson Carter and Paul Bissonnette and Henrik Lundqvist. And they bring aboard Wayne Gretzky for the conference finals. And Wayne, really starting last year, the great one's good at it. He's gotten so much better. So after the game, Wayne Gretzky was won three Stanley Cups, all in the 80s with the Edmonton Oilers, going back to, I guess, 1990 was the last one. And Wayne Gretzky, he doesn't have a problem with touching the trophy. Give this a listen.
Hey, listen, it's a 50-50 shoot, right? One team's going to lose.
If they both don't touch it, right?
We won it. We felt like we won the Masters or the Stanley Cup. We took it. Yeah, I mean.
Clarence Campbell Bowl back in the day to go out for a night.
Yeah, somebody's going to lose, right? Whether you touch it or not, somebody's going to lose. But, hey, listen, I can understand their situation because they picked it up last year. And they didn't win, so good on them that this year, let's try something different.
And to clarify, you guys did the same? Did you touch it the first time you guys had won the conference?
Yeah.
And then
we took it everywhere.
Okay, but then you guys did lose to the Islanders, correct?
We took it again the next year.
You were not superstitious about it?
No. Nobody even thought about it because it's such a proud trophy.
I mean, I guess when you're Wayne Gretzky, when you're the greatest of all time, you do whatever you want. You know, hey, luck doesn't have anything to do with this. I'll touch that trophy. Who cares? I'm still going to go and win the Stanley Cup several times. But that is interesting. Gretzky doesn't care. He'll touch that puck. That trophy. I'm glad the Panthers, now they necessarily learned from last year, don't touch that shit, all right? And this time they didn't. I like it. And one final thought here. And then we'll wrap up all of our Panther excitement, you know, for today. And we'll get some Panther guests. We'll get some hockey guests throughout the week. I promise you guys. I wanted to devote the majority of the show today to the Panthers, you know, on Saturday. Oh, my God. I'm so happy. Can they do it? Can they win it? I love not having to talk about 1996 anymore. And maybe that sounds weird because I do get a lot of enjoyment talking about it, you know, and remembering what that was like. And it was so much fun. But I love that I don't have to talk about 1996 anymore as if it's some kind of legend or it's some kind of fairy tale. I don't have to tell anyone, you can't even imagine what this town was like back in 1996, the Panthers, they were in the Stanley Cup Finals that one year. It was crazy. I love that I don't have to do that anymore because we're all experiencing this together now. And it's amazing. You see, it's amazing. I know it's amazing. 1996, it stands alone. It was its own thing. But now, we're making more Panther memories. And I don't have to reference 1996 anymore. It was a great thing, but it was 28 years ago. Hopefully now, the story we tell everybody is about 2024. All right, guys, you know how this works. In order for the show to survive, Zaslow Show 2.0, you gotta support the sponsors that support the show. I'm never gonna charge you guys. You're never gonna have to pay for Zaslow Show 2.0, but that's because you support our great sponsors. And I love our sponsors because not only do they support the show, but they're also helping you. So when I send you to Brunt Insurance, I'm sending you to where I've been getting my homeowner's insurance for over a decade now. That's right. You're going to get the most comprehensive coverage at the most affordable rate out there when you call Brunt Insurance at 954-589-2204 or go to bruntinsurance.com. And wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, they're going to know your area. Greg Brunt and his team, they have the expertise. Fully licensed staff. They have offices all throughout the state. So wherever you're calling from, they know your area. They know what kind of coverage you need. There's so many options out there. You can't do it yourself. It's going to make your head spin. So when it comes to your homeowners or your renters or condo insurance, don't worry. At Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making all these confusing options crystal clear. They'll help you every step of the way. Any questions, don't worry. They're going to make sure that you're covered. Call them today. Get a free quote. 954-589-2204. 954-589-2204. Bruntinsurance.com. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. And we always get the big deals at Caneswear. Make sure you stop by Caneswear and Davie before you head to Game 1 and Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals, which begin this Saturday night. Because at Caneswear, obviously, they have the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear anywhere. But Caneswear has everything you need for all of your favorite local sports teams. Dolphins, Heat, Inter Miami, and of course, your brand new Eastern Conference champion Florida Panther gear, your brand new Stanley Cup Finals Panthers, Oilers gear. Head on over to Caneswear. Men, women, kids, all sizes, all the new gear that you're looking for. Stop by Caneswear and Davie, 2655 South University Drive. So easy to find them, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Or shop their entire inventory right now. Deliver it right to your home. Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot, South Florida sports fan shop, where we get all of the big deals. All right. Big deal or not a big deal? Let's keep it rolling here. The final call. You had Sean McDonough, Ray Ferraro, ESPN, Game 6 as the Panthers clinch back-to-back trips to the Stanley Cup Finals.
9 seconds to go, and the Rangers are at their own end. Zibanejad, a desperation hit ahead. Nikola will run out the clock in the corner for the second game in a row. The Florida Panthers repeat as Eastern Conference champions and will head back to the Stanley Cup Final.
Obviously a big deal. Oh my God, what a moment in the Zaslow Mansion Serious Room. My son and I were holding on to each other, gripping for dear life, watching that clock tick down. They did it, everybody. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So last night, the Edmonton Oilers, they did it as well. They're Western Conference champions for the first time in 18 years. And the longest tenured Edmonton Oilers, been there forever. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, here he is after the game on what it means to him to appear in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time.
Ryan, congratulations. You are off to the Stanley Cup Final. You have been here since 2011. You've seen a lot of friends come and go, a lot of coaching changes. You've been here for all the almost, the what ifs, and now here you are. What does it mean to take this city on this ride?
Unbelievable. I mean, best fans in the league. It's incredible to do it, get to the next level in front of these fans. Obviously, you got a ton of work to do, playing a good team. We're going to enjoy it tonight, but proud of this group.
This series had some wild swings. What did you guys discover in game four that was able to break you through and get it done?
Yeah, I mean, the way that we pushed back, I mean, when we got to our game, I felt like we kept pushing the pace. And, I mean, give them credit. They're a great team. They pushed all night. Stewie, unbelievable saves. But, I mean, I thought we did a pretty good job of locking it down.
You've waited a long time for this. I know there's work to do, but congratulations. Enjoy the night with your teammates.
Thanks, Jackie.
That's a big deal, obviously. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins has been there forever. That's a good story, obviously. We got plenty of time between now and Saturday. Panther fan, you're going to learn a little bit about the Oilers. It's a big deal that you got a Canadian team back in the Stanley Cup Final. So that's a big deal. And one more for you here. So big deal or not a big deal. This is from this morning on First Take. Biggest story of the weekend, one of the biggest, Caitlin Clark. And how he had the flagrant foul. That goon, apparently, Kennedy Carter, and all the talk surrounding it. On First Take this morning, Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharp, Molly Karam, they're joined by Monica McNutt. And Monica McNutt, she pulls Stephen A.'s card.
But she cannot be babied as a rookie. That's all I'm at.
All right.
Who talks about the WNBA? Who talks about women? Who talks about women's sports more than First Take?
Stephen A., respectfully, with your platform, you could have been doing this 3 years ago if you wanted to.
Wow.
All right, we gotta go. You guys.
So did you?
You know you're my
show?
Guy, but
who does more than
Stephen
us?
A., I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Wow. Don't do that. I'm talking to you about the power that you have.
Okay.
I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Guys,
I really appreciate you, my girl, but you've missed a lot of episodes of First Take. You missed a lot.
Stephen A., 3 years ago, you would not talk about the W at this level. Don't do that.
Guys.
Nobody was, Monica.
Please let me do my job. Please let me do my job. We've gone for 40 minutes straight. It was a riveting discussion. I have to get in a commercial break.
I'm going big deal. That's a hard call out by Monica McNutt. Final appearance ever on First Take by Monica McNutt. As Stephen A. did not look good there. He was rendered speechless, and he didn't even address what she was asking there. Stephen A., not a good look for Stephen A., and he can't be pleased with Monica in that spot. I'm going big deal. She's not wrong. That's a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us, as always, by Caneswear. Caneswear, pick up all your favorite South Florida sports team gear, including the Florida Panthers, leading up to Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals this Saturday night. Visit them in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Yes! All right. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Fun start to the week. Glad to have you guys here with us. Tonight, there's no NBA, there's no NHL. Monday Night Raw. Okay, what? Liv Morgan, She planted one right on the lips of Dominic Mysterio last week. I'm looking forward to hearing from the women's champion there. What happened last week? Sticking her trying to stick her tongue down Dominic's throat. All right, very interesting. Thanks to everybody who hung out today and listened. Thanks to everyone behind the scenes who, as always, you work so hard putting these shows together. I appreciate you, even if I don't tell you all the time. Your hard work is very much appreciated. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba? That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.